Here we go.
You got to let out at least two cheers for an insurance lady brave enough to spend time on this program and risk the reputation she spent years building up in her business.
No, she was very good. Extremely knowledgeable. Got to like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have got to hear this. This is the Houston Chronicle. London.
Oh, barnacle.
A British...
Cron.com. I love that website. Doesn't that sound like some really bad science fiction movie?
Some blue glowing guy riding a motorbike on that website.
Welcome to Cron.com. I am your father.
Oh, wait, that was Yoda. No, was
it? Here we go again. Same cafe. Different scene.
It all goes back to this, doesn't it?
Sire you, I will. Yes.
But it does make you look at the Chronicle weird when they put articles in there like the one that you've been looking at.
Okay. A British government worker has been fired and another demoted following allegations they were involved in serious misconduct.
Serious.
Including leaping naked from filing cabinets and having sex in office lavatories. Northeast England is also, they also took drugs at work, brawled in the reception area, and carried out pranks such as, I can't believe I'm saying this on the air, vomiting in cups and leaving them for other people to find.
Good Lord, what is this smut you're listening to?
These are government employees!
I was going to say, surely they're UN employees.
They're not, and stop calling me Shirley.
It sounds not too far from the kind of things the United Nations people do while their second in command goes and makes a speech before a Democratic think tank dissing middle America as being too stupid to know what the UN does and yeah, being really misinformed by the evil, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Fox News and all of that.
And let's face it, in our own small way, us!
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
thank
the
you
important
well.
Thing is that middle America may be too stupid to understand, but they're not too stupid to be expected to pay for it.
That's yes. Right.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
The thing is,
shut up and give us your money.
We're in Texas. We come from middle America, and we understand that when the UN sends blue helmets to peacekeep and protect the local population, they bring their camcorders and they film grotesque scenes with underage children mm-hmm. on the part of the locals so they can exchange their bodies for food. That's what the UN does.
And that's just and that's Paris.
We, yeah. We understand that the UN takes millions in kickbacks to hand billions to tyrants who are supposed to be being starved of cash.
Thank you, Mr. Anon.
Yeah.
Who is it that says, man, those clowns have never met a peace activists have never met a tyrant or a dictator they didn't love. Ain't that the truth?
And that, well, that's they're all the trying grand to fall irony
back.
Of it all.
They're trying to fall back into the Shay Love Fest thing. Everybody can be a new Shay if they want to, if they can be radically chic and, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
But what most people don't realize this UN codger said, this Mark Malik Brown, after he made the comment about middle America being too ill-informed, brackets, stupid brackets, to understand what the UN does, he also said, who, rhetorical question, who will campaign, rhetorical question, for the Democrats, who will advocate a new multilateral foreign policy for the United States? The UN is now directly, publicly, by speech-making and think-tanking, involving themselves in the American system of elections. For that, I vote bulldozer that building into the Atlantic Ocean and kiss it all goodbye.
Amen.
Well, glory, hallelujah.
Hey.
This radio station is taking on a new muscular field.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Oh, yeah! They're going to listen to us now.
Very good.